Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Their lotus-like faces, extraordinarily beautiful, being decorated with saffron and newly grown kunkuma, the wives of the coward men hurry to the house of Mother Yasoda with presentation in their hands. Because of natural beauty, the wife had full hips and full breasts which moved as they hurried along. Purport. The coward men and women in the village lived in a very natural life, and the women developed a natural feminine beauty with full hips and breasts. Because women in modern civilization do not live naturally, their hips and breasts do not develop this natural fullness. Because of artificial living, women have lost their natural beauty, although they claim to be independent and advanced in material civilization. These descriptions of the village women gives a clear examples of the contrast between natural life and the artificial life of the condemned society, such as that of the Western countries, where topless, bottomless beauty may be easily purchased in clubs and shops and for public advertisements. The word Balibi indicates that the women were carrying gold coins, jewel necklaces, nice clothes, newly grown grass, sandalwood pulp, flower garlands, and similar offerings on the plates made of gold. Such offerings are called Bali. The words Twaritam Jagmu indicate how happy the village women were to understand that Mother Yasoda had given birth to a wonderful child known as Krishna. Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyana Nanjana Salakaya Chaksuran Mulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaham. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sangrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vidhamtam Sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saidham Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakanvitam Scha. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrasabhano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasindubhyahi Vecha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Nava Kunkuma Kinjalka Mukha Pankhaja Bhutaya Bhalebe Stwaritam Jagmo Prithusrunyaschalat Kucham. Their lotus-like faces, extraordinarily beautiful, being decorated with saffron and newly grown kunkuma, the wives of the coward men hurried to the house of the Mother Yasoda with presentations in their hands. Because of natural beauty, the wives had full hips and full breasts which moved as they hurried along. So, yeah. I would like to thank for all the devotees to sit to hear from me. I'm not a very advanced devotee. I'm still a student in Krishna consciousness, and I've been asked by senior devotees, especially His Holiness Jananda Maharaj, to speak today, and I do it as for my own purification. And my English may not be very good. It may be a little bit rough because it is not my native language. I'm a Tamil preacher. I'm from Malaysia, but I'm from a South Indian background. So you could tolerate the English I speak. And then if there is some misunderstanding on my language, you may forgive me. So yeah. Okay. Now, okay? We are continually reading from this chapter where we see that the gopis are naturally very much attracted to Krishna. Just like even we see in the pastime of Lord Ram, when Anuman saw that Sita was wearing the kumkum, then he asked Sita why she is wearing the kumkum. She said, you know, that will protect the life of Ram. And it would also prolong the lifespan of Ram. When Hanuman heard these things, he totally put all the kumkum on his body, totally only for the pleasure of the Lord. So whatever the devotees in Vrindavan did anything, it's not for their own pleasure. They take their bath, they decorate, they put on certain kinds of garments, certain kinds of ornaments or certain colors of sari they wear. Always when they're doing all those things, they be always thinking how to please Lord Krishna. What kind of colors of sari will attract more of Lord Krishna? So all the while in their mind is only how to please Lord Krishna, nothing for their own pleasure. So here we see that Prabhupada is explaining the modern society somewhere or other. Unfortunately, they have missed the important points in our life, in their life. Even they do not know how to decorate properly. Even they do not know how to take care of the body properly. And Prabhupada says we are trying to spread Krishna consciousness. It's become very difficult because people don't have any information about the soul, which we are talking so much about the soul. Even they don't even know their own body, how to take care of the body. It is called Naimitika Dharma. There is a dharma for the body. How to do the dharma for the body itself, the present society is missing. They do not know how to be a good father. They do not know how to be a good mother. The children do not know how to be a good children. All those things are happening due to a lackingness of Krishna consciousness in their life. Kalau Sudra Sambhava. And in Kali Yuga, everybody is born as a Sudra. In the Vedic culture, there are samskaras has been performed on the 13 samskaras, and this thing has been taught. Like, you know, there's a one samskara, Garbhadan samskara, Pumsavana, Simontanayam, Jadakarmam, Namakaranam, Niskramanam, Upanayam, Chudakaranam, Karna Veda, Veda Ramba, Upanayam, Vidya Ramba. And the 13 is the Kesarda. This is the time when a child, when they become mature in their life, and she's been taught how to behave like a human. She's been taught how to change their dress. But before that, she'll be like a children playing around. Maybe they may have a children type of clothes on their body. They play around. They doesn't understand the danger of this material world. And when they become mature, at that moment, this samskara has been performed to teach her that you no more child, and you have become matured, and this is the way to protect your life, this is the way to dress, this is the way to speak, this is the way to move around. Everything is very nicely taught in the Vedic culture. That's what Prabhupada says, samskara. Janmana jayate sudra, samskara bhavadvija. Unless a person goes through the samskara purificatory process, otherwise, it's become very difficult for the people to understand the importance of protecting their own self. People may not like to read this kind of purport, I think, at the present moment in the Western world. But it's all meant for their own protection. Generally, it is says that, unfortunately, because due to lack of this Krishna conscious information, that people somewhere or other, they have become slave to their own sense gratification. They have become slave to gratify their own senses. When the Alexander the Great, when he went to India, some of his friends told him to bring a yogi from India. They said, we wanted to see the yogi, we wanted to talk to the yogi, we wanted to touch the feet of a yogi, we wanted to learn something from yogi, from India. So when he went to India, asked around where the yogi resides. So many people told him the yogi resides in the forest. So somewhere or other he found one yogi, and told the yogi that, you know, please follow me to Western country. I wanted to take you to my friends. And the yogi says, I'm not coming with you. He says, I will facilitate everything you need. It will be much more better than what you are living in the forest. I will give you all the material facility for you to come and reside in the Western world. You come with me. The yogi says, I'm already very happy in the forest. I'm not coming. So Alexander the Great, nobody speaks back to him like this. So he got very angry. And then he says, no, if you don't follow me, I'll kill you. And yogi says, first you catch me, then you kill me. He says, na jayate mriyate vakada chinnayam bodhva bhavitavana buya hajo nityam sasvato yam purano na anyate anyamane sarire. This sarira, this body you can capture. You can kill the body. Nayanam chindani sasrani. Nayanam dahati pavaka. But the soul cannot be killed. Do you understand or not? You first catch me, then you kill me. Then he got more angry. He says, you are against me. Then a yogi says, look, you know, you have become a slave of my slave. He says like that. And he could not understand. Alexander the Great could not understand why he says like that. Slave of my slave. The yogi says, look, I've controlled my senses. I've controlled the anger. That's why the anger is my slave. Now the anger has controlled you. That's why my slave has become your slave. So you understand these things. So this is the practical things are happening in the world. Whatever things people are trying to do, not only women, the men also trying to do anything to attract the opposite sex, is all manipulation of the material energy. People trying to manipulate the material energy, somewhere or other, try to see how they can satisfy their senses. Just like Prabhupada says, you take a cup of water, it may be a pepper cup water, and then the same water you transfer into the stainless steel cup, and then you drink the water. Because the cups are changed, it doesn't mean the taste of the water is going to be changed, whether half-naked or bottomless or anything in the world. Every living entity is going through a difficulties of jara mrityu, going through difficulties of birth, old age, death and disease. Especially all the living entities in this world, they are also implicated in different kinds of anarthas. Whatever way they manipulate the material energy, they're not going to become happy. Just like there was a man, he was in the textile business, and somewhere or other, he became failure in his business, he became bankrupt. So, but you know, he couldn't take that, you know, a failure. All the time, you know, when he was old, he always talked to his children, anybody meets him, he always tell them about his failure. You know, I was in the textile business and I was doing very well, but somewhere or other, due to, you know, my wrong association with friends, and I was cheated, I was failure in business. So all the time he only talks about his failure, his distress. The children were very upset about the father. And at that moment there was a Swamiji, he came to a village to speak about Mahabharatam for 48 days. So they thought, you know, it will be good for father to go and listen to the Mahabharatam. There will be a great changes in father's, you know, attitude. So they took the father and met the Swamiji. They said, Swamiji, I heard that, you know, you have come here to speak Mahabharatam. My father is always talking about the failure of his textile business. Please, you know, help my father. And the Swamiji says, so many people came to hear my Bhagavatam, all are changed. So he sent your father. The father was sent, you know, the father was sitting and hearing the Mahabharatam for 48 days. And after the 48 days when finished, and the Swamiji looked at the old man, so what do you feel today? He said, it was so nice to hear the Mahabharatam. Now I can see how to discriminate between enemy and friend. Very nicely I've spoken about the Mahabharatam, but do you, Swamiji, about 30 years ago, I was in the textile business. I was failure because I did not discriminate who's my friend and who's my enemy. And he started to talk about the same failure. And the children look at the Swamiji, and Swamiji said, don't worry, the next, tomorrow onward, I'm going to speak a 48 days Ramayanam in another village. Just bring your father there. So they took the father to the to hear the Ramayanam talks. And the Swamiji was very nicely talking about Ramayanam. And after the 48 days, Swamiji went to the old man. He says, so what do you feel today? And he says, Swamiji, this Ramayana is more better than Mahabharata. I can see how wonderful this family atmosphere in Ramayana. Even the kingdom was offered to Bharat, but he's not taking, you know, saying that he's not qualified. But Swamiji, do you know that 30 years ago I was in textile business? You could have seen me that time. I'm very failure in my life. And the children looked at the Swamiji. And Swamiji said, don't worry, always there is a way. Then he said, okay, come, let's go. Let us go. Then he took the father to the crematorium, where they are burning so many bodies. And then he took the old man, he says, look at this. You're talking about the textile failure, other failure. Look at that, people have lost their life. Everything is gone. Can you see that? Can you see that? One moment after another, that the body is being burned. You're talking about failure of textile. Their life, the whole body is being burned. Can you see that? And the old man started to cry. Swamiji, you have helped me, you have helped me. He started to cry, fell at the feet of the Swamiji. But then he says, Swamiji, why you come at this time? Why you did not come 30 years ago? Why you did not come 30 years ago? Swamiji says, why? Because I was in the wrong business, Swamiji. I was doing textile business, but I look at this, how much demand is there for the wood to burn the body. I could have taken up a wood business instead of a textile business, Swamiji. And the Swamiji told the father, the children, nobody can change your father, please take him back. Prahlad asked his father, Hiranyakasipu asked the Prahlad, where did you learn Krishna consciousness? He said, Matirna Krishna Parato Sotova. Mito bipadyeta griya vartanam adanda gobir visatam tamisram puna puna charvitta charvananam. If already set their mind that, you know, the goal of life is simply sense gratification, for them, my dear father, by their personal endeavor or with the association with others, they will not be able to learn Krishna consciousness. He said, naisam matim tamamburam krammangaret. If they go to the feet of the devotees of the Lord, and there are plenty of chances for them to become Krishna conscious. So in a way that the living entities at the present moment, they are not able to understand the importance of the spiritual life. First of all, they are covered with four kinds of anarthas, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in the Bhajan Rahasya. The first kind of anarthas is that it's called Hridaya Daurbalya. The second is called Aparad. The third one is called Asat Trishna. The fourth one is called Tadva Vibrahma. The first anarthas, the living entities, has called this Hridaya Dhaurbalya, that the weakness of heart. There are four kinds of anarthas are there, unwanted things. The first anarthas of the Hridaya is that the heart is always seeking for some sort of material objects which is not connected to Krishna. The second is that the heart is become a fault finder. The third is that envious towards other living entities. The fourth is that it's seeking for name and fame in the material world. These are the anarthas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the living entity he gets when he comes to the material world. This is from the heart. And there are four kinds of anarth. Aparat is there. The aparat against the holy name. The aparats, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, and third, the haparat towards the devotees, and the fourth, the haparat, offenses towards the living entities in this world. And the third anarthas he has got is called Asat Trishna, material desires. He has got so much desire for material object. Second is that he is desiring for heavenly comfort. Third is that he is desiring for liberation. And fourth is that he is desiring for mystic powers. And there are the fourth anarthas is that it is called Tadva Vibrahma, illusion to the spiritual knowledge, that the living entities is illusions to their own identity. Second, their illusion to the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Third, their illusion to the illusion to the sadhana bhakti, devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And fourth, their illusions to the unfavorable things to Krishna consciousness. He says, due to these four anarthas, now arises six enemies in his mind, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. These enemies are arise in the mind of the living and it sits there due to these anarthas. And due to these six enemies, there are six kinds of environment created in himself where, distress and illusion and thirst and anger and old age and death also given to this living entity due to these all anarthas. But the Krishna consciousness is very powerful. These anarthas can be removed very easily. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, by chanting of the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If a living entity, if a people can understand the importance of the holy name of the Lord, is very simple. In many, many yugas, there are many, many different processes have been recommended. When Kali Yuga, Kali Dosa, Nidarajun, Asti Eko Mahan Guna, Kirtana Deva Krishnaya, Mukta Sangha Samachara. That, in Kali Yuga, the chanting of the holy name very nicely been given. Because there are many samskaras are there. You have to find the right people who can perform the samskara for us. Right people with right attitude, with right mantras, with right kind of mood and attitude of devotion. But at the present moment, because everything has become very commercial, people ring the bell, chant some mantras for personal interest, for personal gain, for economic development in many places. So now Krishna Kali Kale Namarupa Krishna Havatara, Krishna comes in the form of a holy name to personally help the living entities who are suffering in the material world. So we have to understand this holy name is very powerful. It has been brought to this place by the desires of the Vaishnavas again, and it will fulfill all the desires of the living entities if they can participate in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Other than that, whatever other thing we try in the material world is a waste of time. There was a priest in the Christian church. He was raising some fund. And then he was raising fund to make a fencing, for their Christian cemetery graveyard. So he was asking for donation. Many members in the church gave him donation. But there was one rich member, he alone can build all the, fencing for the Christian cemetery, but he was not giving even a single cent. So the priest went and talked to the rich man, rich congregation member. He says, I know you're a very rich man, you alone can give all the money to make this fencing, but why you are not giving any money? And the rich man says, my dear father, can I ask you a question? I said, please, what do you need the donation for? He says, to make a fencing for our cemetery. You look at the graveyard, our Christian graveyard, there is no fencing there. And then the rich man says, okay, can I ask you another question? He says, yes. Can I ask you that? Is there anybody inside the graveyard going to run out from there? Anybody graveyard going to run out from there? He says, no. And I want to ask you one more question. Anybody from outside would like to come inside here? He said, no. Then why need the graveyard? Why need the fencing? So the material body is a dead element. It doesn't need any external decoration or anything to attract anything. But if we understand the importance of the bhakti, now we see that, the living entities are suffering so much in the material world, although so much of a manipulation they are doing to become happy, but they are not happy. Just like when Brahma created a donkey, he told the donkey he'll live for 30 years. And donkey says, my dear Brahmaji, 30 years is too long. We are suffering in a donkey body, so please reduce, reduce. Brahmaji says that, okay, Naiman, I give you 8 years, go. 18 years. Reduce 12 years. And then Brahmaji created a dog and told the dog, you'll live for 30 years. Dog says, no, doggish life is not very good. We are grateful to the owner, but they are not very grateful to us. So please, reduce. We don't want long lifespan. And Brahmaji says, okay, for you, I reduce 18 years. Live for 12 years. Okay. Then after that, Brahmaji created a monkey. and told the monkey he'll live for 30 years. Monkey says, no, no, no. All the people are cutting off all the trees, so we're having a big difficulties here, so please reduce. I don't want 30 years. And Brahmaji says, okay, I reduce 20 years for you, live for 10 years. Then Brahmaji created a human being, a man. He says, now he'll live for 30 years. And the human being says, Brahmaji is too short. It's too short for us to live. By the 30 years old, we just finished our PhD and other education, and we're just getting into finding a job. And you are just going to take away from us, you know, all these things. And Brahmaji says, in that case, I got 12 years from the donkey. So I give you the donkey's 12 years you take. And is it okay enough? And he calculated 30 plus 12 is 42. Brahmaji, I would have just married and got a child. I got a lot of other responsibility. Please, you know, a little bit more. And he says, okay, I got another 18 years from a job. Please take. So 42 plus 18, 60. Is that enough? He said, Brahmaji, I would have just retired in my life of work and everything. I wanted to enjoy a bit with my grandchildren. So please, little bit more. And he says, you know, I got from monkeys, you know, another 20 years. You know, you take. So altogether 80 years. Is that enough, Brahmaji? He said, please get lost, go. And a human being, for first 30 years, he lives like a human being. Now, studying and everything, you know, then working at the next 18 years, 12 years, he works like donkey. And after that, he become like a dog to protect all his hard labor he has done. And after that, he becomes like monkey. Monkey don't even have their own place to live. They go to old folks home after all his labor. This is a very, you know, I am loco. It's a very difficult position that living entities have taken in the world due to forgetfulness of Krishna. Krishna bully se jiva. Anadhir bahirmukha atahiva mayatare leka samsara dukha. That, you know, due to forgetfulness of Krishna, that the living entities are suffering so much in the material world. Now we are seeing the life of the gopis, the devotees in the Vrindavan. They're very happily situated. And all their thought is only Krishna, nothing else. The life of the devotees of Raja Vrindavan cannot be compared to the life of the people at the present moment. Sometimes people are mistaken to see that, you know, this just similar sort of loving affairs going on in the material world. Atmendriya prativancha tare balikama. Krishnendriya prativancha tare premanama. If anything people do for their own sensual pleasure, and it's known as the kama, lusty desires. If the same performance, same activities is done for the pleasure of the Lord, and it is called a prema. So the devotees of Vrindavan, their pleasure-giving potency to Lord Krishna, always whatever they do, they're only thinking how to please Krishna, how to make Krishna happy. Everything they do, even Krishna gone away from them for 100 years, and they were not able to live. When Radharani met Krishna and Kurukshetra, she said, Sangha Sangha Priyayena, Sangha Sangha Priyavina, Naye Jayate Satyam Pramanam. My dear Lord, if a person really have loved somebody in their life, if a person whom they have loved, if gone away from them, they would have died. But we have really loved you, but we still, you know, moving around with little bit of life in our body, it's just because of you. Because if you are died and you come to Vrindavan, you come back, then you don't see us around in Vrindavan, and you'll become very upset, you'll be very distressed. Just not to make you distressed in your life, not to make you unhappy in your life, we are still holding our soul in our body, nothing else. And Krishna looked at them, he says, Na pareham niravadya samyujam swasadu krityan vibudaya sapivam. Mahabhajan durjaya geha srinkala samvritya tadva prativatu sadhunam. He says, for your devotion, I have nothing much to repay you back. Even for a lifetime of Brahma, I cannot pay you back anything because you have surpassed the devotion. Even Krishna is not able to pay them back. When Uddhava visited the Vrindavan, and he recited, Asam aho charanureno jusam aham sham Vrindavanam kim api gulmem dathaus dinam Yadustayajam durjal Yadustayajam swajanam aryapadam chaitva Bejur mukunda padavim srutibir vimalgyam. He says that after looking at the situation in Vrindavan, the devotees of Vrindavan, how much they are always thinking of Krishna. Whether they are sweeping or cooking or taking a child in their lap, always they are looking at the window where the path where Krishna left from Vrindavan to Mathura. Always they are looking at that road, whether Krishna is coming back or coming back or coming back or not. He says, I hope that I'll be born in Vrindavan, either as a tree or plant or creepers, even as the dust, you know, so that by the touch of the feet of the gopis, that, you know, I may be blessed in my life. So that is the kind of bhakti that the devotees of Vrindavan, they have had. Patisutanvaya bratur bandhanam ati vilangayotenti achyudham gada gati virastavar gita mohitam kitavayositam tanyasdhanisi. That they always, they have given up, my dear Lord Krishna, we have, you know, left our family members, relative and everything. At midnight like this, we have come to look for you. And you know why you have come here, O deceiver, why you are not coming to see us? Vrajavanau kasam vyaktirangeta vrajanamantari malam vispamangalam tyajamanakchanas tvatsprihatmanam swajanam yatrojam yannusudhanam. My dear Lord, we are afflicted. There are kind of, a disease has come in our heart due to the separation from you. And you know what has happened to us. And you have got the medicine. And especially you have appeared in Brajabhumi to protect your devotees. So Krishna has very kindly have come. Here the Gopi stories, the Radharani stories are coming here. They all are family members. They got a lot of other obligation and responsibility in their life. But then one of the quality of the gopis is the Patava Hanvita. Although they got different kinds of responsibility in their life, but they're always conscious of Krishna. Whether they are taking care of the family members. At the present moment, when we ask somebody, why not you chant Hare Krishna? They said, we got a lot of work to do. We have no time. You know? So yeah. The gopis, they also have all these kind of, you know, activities in their life, taking care of the family members, the children, you know, sweeping the house to cook and everything. But they're always conscious of Krishna. This is what Krishna consciousness is all about. You're bringing in this wonderful narration of the gopis in Vrindavan so that we can learn how in all kinds of, environment, all kinds of atmosphere, in every situation that we can be conscious of Krishna. Tasmat sarvesu kalesu mam anusmaran yudyecha mai harpitta mano buddhir mam evasyasi asamsayam. Living entities, if they understand, it's very simple. They no need to give up any kinds of other responsibilities. And if they can add in the chanting of the holy name, they can add in thinking of Krishna in their life with their mind and intelligence. And Krishna promises that this would be their last life in the material world. No need to come back to a miserable material world. When Arjuna met Anuman in the forest, and Arjuna asked Anuman, to know, you look like ugly monkey, who are you? And Anuman says, very beautifully, he says, Anchana Mainda Vayuputra Sri Ramatuda Anchineya Brahmacharya Anumane Chinnatiruvadi Madhudiye. He says, I am the putra, the son of Anchana and Vayu. I am a brahmachari. I am a messenger of Ram. And I am the small devotee of Ram. Sometimes we like to hear somebody say we are very big devotee. When they say small devotee, we don't like to hear that. But yeah, Anuman found the Sita in the forest. And Sita was amazed to see how Anuman flew 800 miles, across the ocean. And Sita says, you must be very, you know, powerful monkey. And Hanuman says, my dear mother, all the powerful monkeys are on the other side. I'm the only one, very small servant of Krishna, you know, I've come to see you. But the best one are all living on the other side, you know, you'll meet them later. So when Arjuna met Hanuman, and Hanuman says, he's a small servant of Ram, he's a messenger of Ram. And Arjuna said, you know, oh, you are the servant of Ram. You are that monkey who helped Ram to build the bridge. And Hanuman said, yes. And Arjuna says, I don't think so. Your Ram is very powerful. Because if he is powerful, he could have built the bridge by himself. Why he needs the help of monkeys? No, Hanuman says, my Ram is very powerful, but he's very kind. He has given me the opportunity to purify my life. Otherwise, we are monkeys. What else we can do to elevate our life? And Arjuna says, look, I no need your Ram. I no need any of these monkeys. I alone can build the bridge with my Gandiva bow. He's always very attached to his Gandiva bow. I alone can build the bridge with my Gandiva bow. And Hanuman says, you don't speak like that about Ram to me. You call me ugly monkey. I said, I tolerate. But, you know, you cannot say anything bad about my Ram. I cannot tolerate. And Arjun says, look, I got my Gandiva bow. If I throw one arrow, it will build a bridge. You wanted to see that? And Hanuman says, okay, you throw your arrow, shoot the arrow and build a bridge. In the name of Ram, I will go and jump on that bridge. If the bridge break off, then you have to take your life. Is it okay with you? Arjun says, okay. And Arjun says, when you jump off, you know, jumped on the bridge, if the bridge doesn't break off, and Hanuman, you have to take your life. Is it okay? Hanuman says, okay. So Arjun has got so much of, expectation, so much of, you know, he's quite, you know, taken away, you know, carried away by his bow and arrow. And Arjun shot an arrow and beautiful bridge came up. And Arjun says, now Hanuman, then now it's your turn, go and jump. And Hanuman was going, you know, Sri Ramajayam, Sri Ramajayam, Ramajayam, Sri Ramajayam, Ramajayam, Sri Ramajayam. Rama, Sri Ramajayam, in the name of Ram, chanting the name of Ram, Hanuman went and jumped on the bridge, and then the bridge breaked into two pieces. It breaked off. And that moment, Arjun started to cry, because he has to die, he has to take his own life. And then he remembered Krishna. And he began to call Krishna, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. He started to call Krishna. And Krishna appeared at that time, and Krishna asked Arjun, what is the problem, Arjun? And Arjun says, my dear Lord, you know that me and that Hanuman, we played the game, and then Hanuman won the game, and I have to take my own life. And Krishna says, you have to learn something from this Hanuman. How Hanuman went and jumped on the bridge, and Arjuna says, he was calling, Sri Ramajayam, Sri Ramajayam, Ramajayam, Sri Ramajayam, in the name of Ram, he went and jumped on the bridge. And my dear Arjun, you have forgotten what I've told you. Tasmat sarvesu kalesu mamanusmaram yudhyacham mayarpitamano buddhir mamivasyasi asamsayam. Whatever you do in your life with your mind and intelligence, always think of me and carry out your responsibility. But you have forgotten to call me. You are very much, you know, dependent on your Gandiva bow and your arrow. You know what happened? Arjun says, my dear, Saketi Madhva Prasabam Yat Yuktam E Krishna. Never mind, don't worry, I go. So Krishna went to Hanuman. He asked Hanuman, my dear Hanuman, what happened? So Hanuman says, oh, you are his boss. You are his master. Look at your friend has been insulting my boss, you know, Lord Ram. He was talking bad about Ram. And Krishna asked Hanuman, what happened? So Hanuman said, this is how Arjuna has said. And he shot the arrow, and then the bridge came out. And I said, if I jumped on the bridge, if the bridge breaks, and then he has to die. He has to kill himself, and he has agreed. Now the bridge has breaked off, so now you please tell him to take his life. And Krishna was very kind. Krishna asked Hanuman, oh, you played this game. When you all played this game, was there any referee, middleman was there? Was there any referee? And Hanuman says, no. He says, how you play a game without a referee? There has to be a witness for your game. And he played the game without a referee. So now Krishna says, I'll become a referee now. You all can start the game again one more time. Hanuman says, I'm ready. And Krishna went to Arjun. Krishna looked at Arjun. He says, 8-7, tasmat sarvesu kalesu mamanusmaran yudhyacha maiharpitamano buddhir mavisyasi amamivasyasi asamsa. Always think of me, whatever you do in your life. And Arjun understood the message of the Lord. Now he took his arrow and then he shot the arrow. A beautiful bridge came out. And Hanuman went to jump. Sri Rama Jayam, Sri Rama Jayam. He went and jumped, and then the brake, no, stand still, he never braked. And now Hanuman seated and crying, because he has to kill himself. At that moment, Krishna appeared as Lord Ram in another form. He says, my dear Arjun, my dear Hanuman, I am the same Ram, I am the same Krishna. You are the same Hare Krishna, why are you fighting? So when Prabhupada was in India, The High Commissioner of Canadian, he was very much appreciative for Prabhupada's work. He says, so much wonderful thing you have done for the human society. All these people, they were having a very difficult time in their life. They were depending to prolong their life with their drugs and intoxication and other things. You have transformed their life so nicely. You have done a very wonderful work. And Prabhupada says, I have not done anything here. He says, the high-end by naturally, it can be attracted by a magnet. Magnet naturally can pull the high end, but if a high end has got a rust on it, the magnet cannot pull the high end. Similarly, living entity, jivasya, living entity by nature, they are part and parcel of Krishna. You know, mama vamsa jiva loke jiva bhutasan, they are part and parcel of Krishna. They have got, naturally they have got that connection, but due to their material desires, the anarthas in this world, now they are not pulled by Krishna consciousness. Now all I did is that I just removed that rust of the material contamination by bringing in the holy name of chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The wave of the holy name will bring in the change to this material world. We all have to understand we are just an instrument. When the 11th chapter, when Arjun asked Krishna, Akya Imeko, Bhavan Ugra Rupa, my dear Lord, who are you? Please tell me, who are you? Why you have come to this world? And Krishna beautifully answers, Na Kalos Miloka Sayakrupravada, Lokan Samahartum Iha Pravarta Rite Pidvamna Bhavishyanti Sarve, Ivasite Prajanike Siyoda, Tasmatvam Udishta Yaso Labasva, Jitva Satrumbung Swaraja Samrita, Maya Ivaitanihita Purumeva Nimittamatram Bhavasa Vyasakchin Dronam Cha Bhismam Cha Jayadradam Cha Karnam Tadanyam Apiyodavuran. Arjun, I'm the time. I've come to destroy the whole, everybody in this world except the devotees. And you see that all of these people have already been killed. And you become an instrument in my hand and take the glories of ruling this kingdom. A great warriors like Bhishma, Drona, Karna, everybody has been killed. Just be an instrument in my hand and you'll enjoy the flourishing kingdom. So all we have to do is that it's already been decided by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prithivite, Acheyadi, Nagaradi, Gram, Sarvatra, Prachare, Haibe, Moranam. The holy name of the Lord will go every corner, every part of the world, village and city and everywhere. It is the desires and is the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is the desires of the Vaishnavas parampara and is the desires of the great devotees of Prabhupada. We stick on to the Prabhupada movement. And the best thing is that the first class child, the Shastra says, the first class child is that he'll do things without being told. Without parents tell them what to do, the first class child, he does things without being told by the parents. The second class child, he do things after being told. The third class child is that he do things with grumbling, you know. He say, oh, you only, then he will do. Third class. The fourth one is that he, even after telling so many times, it doesn't even move an inch. The Sastra says they are not a putra, just mutra. They are mutra, urine. So we should become, at least we should try to become a first-class child for Prabhupada, or cannot second-class, or at least third-class, grumble and be around in ISKCON movement, but don't become mutra. Useless. You know, Krishna was not willing to take a foot in the house of Duryodhan. Krishna says, in the four kind of people's house, I cannot eat. One who is ungrateful. Another one who has no respect for the elders. You know? Another one who is eating in that house and doing something bad to the owner of that house. The third one is the right time, is making some, to finish him off. You know, I am not thinking of the language on that. Okay, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, and we just, finish almost in